Hello, beloved, and welcome to this Bible study. This is part two on the profile of an apostate. What does it look like if somebody is an apostate, biblically speaking now? We've already seen in the book of Jude that they have the following characteristics. For example, in verse 4 it says that they are ungodly and they are morally perverted. They deny Christ. They defile the flesh. In verse 8 we see that, and then also in verse 8 we see that they are rebellious. Those are some of the characteristics we already looked at, or if we would profile an apostate, that's what they would look like. Now, before we continue with some more characteristics of an apostate, let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can study your word, and thank you that we can see the characteristics of an apostate and to be able to test our own lives to see whether we have gone apostate, and all, Father, that we can see what your word has to say about it. So please enable us to understand, enable us to take in, and enable me as your servant to teach your people, I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, when we talk about apostates, I think we are looking at non-believers. It is a person that might profess to know Jesus, but in actual fact, an apostate is someone who are not saved. That an apostate cannot be saved because their characteristics are not characteristics of saved people. A Christian, a true believer in Jesus Christ, somebody that's been regenerated by the Spirit of God, cannot be ungodly, cannot be morally perverted or deny Christ or defile the flesh, or be rebellious. That's not the characteristics of a Christian. It might be that we, a true believer, have a kind of a resemblance of certain kinds of things, maybe in a very small way. But if this is the characteristics of a person, I think not just the chances are slim that they are saved, but I think the chances are very good that that person is not saved. Now, if we go to the book of Jude again, we see that apostates also revile holy angels. And that's also in verse 8. Jude says to us in verse 8, he says, they speak evil of dignitaries. Now, the word dignitaries can also be translated as glories. Verse 9 tells us that verse 8 basically refers to angels, because Michael the archangel is basically mentioned in verse 9, and it's connected to verse 8. So it seems as if he's speaking about Michael the archangel, speaking about angels in general. Now, there is a difference between the way that believers and non-believers speak about angels. John MacArthur, in his commentary on Jude, says the following, or has the following to say about apostates speaking evil about angels. And I quote, he says, they speak evil. Well, that word speak evil literally means to blaspheme. Apostate teachers, in their brash, bold, egotistical infatuation with imagined power and authority, rail on that which they don't even understand. You see, apostates know nothing, or let's say they know very little about what is going on in the angelic world, what goes on in the supernatural world. I'm talking about specifically where God is. Maybe they know much more about what happens in the occult, the works of darkness, because that's where they actually function. Because they are deceivers. They seem to be part of the church when in fact they are not. You see, apostates act as if they have authority to blaspheme angels. It's as if they are the ones who says, I can blaspheme angels, because somehow they believe they have the authority to do so. They think that they can say whatever they want to, about angels or even the demonic world. and they believe that they will get away with whatever they say. You see, because somehow it is in the mind of an apostate that angels, they either do not exist, or they believe that angels are inferior to them. But anyway, the thing is that apostates, they blaspheme or they speak evil of angels. All you need to do is to listen to how people talk. Now, listen to what a person says about, for example, the devil. Listen to what they say about angels, Michael the Archangel, Gabriel, how they speak about angels in general, how they go around commanding angels to do things for them, you know, that kind of thing. Just listen to the way that people talk about angels, and you will kind of be able to see, listen, this person is an apostate. Because if you know Christ and you know that angels have been created by God, that angels are in God's presence, obviously there are a third of the angels who rebelled with Lucifer, with Satan, and they were kicked out of heaven. But still, you will not hear true believers blaspheme angels. It's just not the way that it's done. All right. Now, the seventh thing that we learn about apostates in the letter of Jude is that they are dreamers. They've lost touch with reality. In verse 8 we read, likewise, these dreamers defile the flesh. And you can see that Jude calls them dreamers. Now Jude, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, basically calls apostates dreamers, and these apostates are living in a confused state of their soul. That's basically what it boils down to. These apostates, we're talking about past things now, but we can also talk about it now here in the present. They've got this abnormal imagination. These dreamers were basically detached from reality, and they were detached from the truth of God's word. They were blinded not to be able to see the truth of God's word. They were fantasizing about sin, and the word could not touch them because they were living in a dream world. Now, someone who lives in a dream world, you can come with the reality of the truth to them. You can tell them actually what is happening, but because they live in this dream world, they basically, how can I say, the truth will not touch them because they live in this dream world. They live in this fantasy world that doesn't exist. But it's something that they made up for themselves, and for them it is true. Okay. Now, I don't know if you've been involved or had to do with dreamers. You know, people that You look at them and you think to yourself, listen, but you are completely detached from reality, man. And then you try to talk to them and try to help them to basically see the truth, to come back to reality. But they either seem incapable of coming back to reality, or they love their dream world so much that they refuse to come back to reality. You see, it's as if they live with their heads in the clouds. And it's very hard to get their heads out of the clouds. Because somebody that's apostate and somebody that doesn't want to accept the truth of God's word is full of pride. Somebody that speaks badly about angels, for example, they are full of pride. Now, beloved, if someone is detached from reality, most of the time they don't even realize it, because this reality that they've created for themselves, this, how can I say, this world that doesn't exist but only exists in their mind, this they develop a world in such a way, or this, let's call it a world, that they develop for themselves in such a way that they are very comfortable in that fantasy world of theirs. You see, they fantasize about things which just aren't real. And then the next moment, they pursue their fantasy, and wow, don't stand in their way. They'll walk right over you. Beloved, it's very bad to try to help a dreamer, because they're not grounded in reality, but rather in a reality that they created for themselves, this dream world. Now, a dreamer will look at the truth of Scripture, turn around, and do the opposite of what the Scripture teaches. You see, because they create this reality in their own mind. They don't read the Scriptures in the sense of being able to quote the Scripture and then follow what Scripture says within its context. No, a dreamer will basically make up things that sounds scriptural, but it's in actual fact not. Because they don't care about the truth of Scripture. It's just at that specific stage, maybe the Scripture is saying something that makes them feel comfortable or happy or whatever, and then they follow after that. You see, you can point out to a dreamer that their beliefs are not based on Scripture. Their beliefs are not based on reality. And you can explain to them and show them the truth of Scripture, but they will still not accept the truth of Scripture because they're dreamers. Very hard to get a dreamer to, how can I say, to see reality. Through the years that I've been involved in ministry, I've noticed, and I've actually been involved with quite a few people that are dreamers, and whoa. It's very, very hard. They believe that their dreams come from the Lord, and the Lord has placed them into this dream idea or whatever, and they hold on to it with everything that is in it. Even though you come along and you give them the truth of the word, they still hold on to the dream world rather than, or this dream reality of theirs, rather than to the truth of God's word, the truth of Scripture, and that which is truly real. All right, then the eighth thing that we learn about apostates in the letter of Jude is that they are ignorant. Listen to verse 10. It says, but they speak evil of whatever they do not know. They speak evil of everything they do not know. It just shows their ignorance, because that's who they are. They're extremely ignorant. John MacArthur, again, in his commentary on Jude, had the following to say about the ignorance of the apostates. And I quote, he says, apostates are intellectually arrogant and spiritually ignorant, in that they don't know because they are blinded by Satan. And we read that in 2 Corinthians 4:4. And spiritual matters are beyond their unregenerate capacity to understand. In divine matters, they are not brighter than the dumbest beast. That sounds very bad, but it's a fact. When it comes to issues of divine nature, when it comes to speaking about who God is, who the Spirit is, who Jesus Christ is, how God revealed Himself in Scripture, the doctrines of salvation, you know, the doctrines of grace, when it comes to biblical doctrine, when it comes to biblical truth, these apostates, they really don't understand these things. So if you come and you talk to them about spiritual things and they apostate, there's no way they can understand it. So what they're going to do is they're going to act in the flesh, and the opposite is going to happen than what you expect to happen. And it's just because they are ignorant about spiritual things. You see, beloved, spiritual things need to be spiritually discerned or spiritually interpreted. Someone who is not regenerated and indwelt by the Holy Spirit is totally incapable of understanding spiritual things. I mean, when a church is full of unsaved people, unregenerate people, the word will mean nothing to them. Because for them, the word is not the bread of life. It is not food for their souls. It's just a book that they can use to manipulate people with. Now, an unregenerate preacher, for example, will preach things that the people want to hear. It will be fleshly things, because he's not able to preach spiritual things, spiritual truth. And the people listening will not be able to receive and understand spiritual truth because an apostate cannot give it to them. When a saved preacher preaches, and specifically when he preaches spiritual truth, and people listen to what he has to say, normally there's a very good reaction because they can understand or they can discern spiritual things. It takes a spiritual person, a person that's been made alive for Christ, to understand the things of Christ. All right. So, but a person that's unsaved are unable, completely unable, to understand spiritual things. So apostates basically do not have the ability to understand spiritual things. And that is why they will speak evil about even angels. They will speak nonsense about Christ and the church and biblical doctrine. And they will become, they do it because they are ignorant of spiritual things, specifically things pertaining to God. And that's heartbreaking. That's so unfortunate, because these people, these apostates, these people that don't really understand spiritual things, for some other reason, they get a foothold into the church. They get a place of position, or they get a position inside the church from where they basically have influence on other people's lives. Yet, they're not supposed to open up their mouths about spiritual things because they haven't got a cooking clue what they're talking about. But it's interesting that people who just profess to know Christ or profess to believe in Jesus Christ, they will very easily follow after these spiritually ignorant apostates. It is heartbreaking, but that's the reality. Right, so that's the, that's what I have to say. Well, when we look at the letter of Jude, what Jude has to say to us with regards to apostates. Beloved, somebody that is an apostate or apostate, I believe, is not saved. And they are very dangerous, actually. Right? Because people will think that they are saved, when in fact they are not. All right. That's it for this Bible study. Let's close our eyes in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your loving kindness. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you that you revealed to us what apostates look like, so that we can discern and see them for who they are. Father, so that the church can be rid of them, so that at the end of the day, we may become everything that you want us to be able to discern spiritually, and at the end of the day, be able to follow you the way that you want us to follow you. Go before us, Father, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Beloved, thank you very much for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you, and may He give you His peace. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.